Blackstone Publishing presents More Deadly Than the Mail, Masterpieces from the Queens of Horror, edited by Graham Davis. This book is read by Simon Vance, Ralph Lister, Helen Lloyd, Esther Wayne, Jerome Arserio, James Langton, Tim Campbell, Joel Leslie Frumkin, Natalie Nordis, and Joe Barrett. Dedicated to my wife, my love, and my best friend, Jamie Page Davis, who proves to me every day that women are amazing. I love you.
Introduction by Graham Davis. In the 17th and 18th centuries, so-called conduct books advised parents, especially fathers, on how to instruct their children, especially daughters, in the ways of genteel civility. In these books and elsewhere, a great deal of ink was devoted to the corrupting influence of the popular novel. Novels, indeed, all forms of popular fiction, supposedly stirred the emotions to an unhealthy pitch, instilling false expectations of life and false values in the reader, and overindulgence in sensational reading was a sure step on the road to ruin. And yet, women were not only reading gothic and other sensational fiction, they were writing it as well. Clara Reeve, a clergyman's daughter no less, published a gothic novel titled The Champion of Virtue, later retitled The Old English Baron, in 1777, in imitation of Hugh Walpole's seminal The Castle of Otranto. Anne Radcliffe's two-volume novel, A Sicilian Romance, introduced the brooding, Byronic hero, modelled on the scandalous poet. This archetype is the direct ancestor of Edward Cullen and Christian Grey. Radcliffe went on to create the four-volume classic The Mysteries of Udolpho, and her work is said to have inspired later writers from Fyodor Dostoevsky to Edgar Allan Poe and the Marquis de Sade. Her father was a respectable London haberdasher who moved to fashionable Bath to run a china shop. To today's readers, though, one name stands above all: Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, the author of Frankenstein. Although she stood on the shoulders of Reeve, Radcliffe, and other pioneering women, hers is the first work to have achieved true immortality. It certainly did not hurt that the story was conceived during a thunderstorm as part of a storytelling contest involving her husband, the romantic poet Percy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?